Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 22nd, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Mars was still with Rahu last week, putting together the planet of aggression, combat, and destruction with the planet of obsession, fanatics, and urgency. Venus was not far away. Venus signifies values, putting everyone's values at stake. Reactions to last week's terrorist attack on Paris took many forms as the people tried to come to terms with what had happened. Mars is violence, Rahu is urgency. Promises of retaliation against ISIS weren't just empty words. France began immediately by bombing Raqqa, one of the ISIS strongholds in Syria. Last week, Mercury and the Sun joined with Saturn in the sign Scorpio. The Sun signifies power and authority. Saturn is the planet of control. Mercury is the planet of thinking and making decisions. The Sun and Saturn can be an especially cruel combination, even more so in a sign with a thirst for power, like Scorpio. So, everyone is thinking about harsh measures aimed at controlling the situation. Pundits and politicians have promised all-out war on ISIS. Note how, in the chart of the USA, Saturn, the planet of fear, is transiting in the 12th house, the house of foreigners, secret plots, assassins, and so forth. Reacting to Islamic terrorism while simultaneously embracing good old American bigotry, the governors of over half of the states announced that they will not accept Syrian refugees. Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, went so far as to say he wouldn't even allow a 3-year-old Syrian orphan to come to his state. Governments in France and Belgium, facing traumatized populations and pressure from the right, moved rapidly to adopt security measures that would increase state powers and curtail civil liberties. Note that Saturn is the planet of both fear and control. The Sun represents leaders and governments. But is there a real threat? What does Vedic astrology tell us? Well, Mars is moving into position to be exactly opposite Uranus next month, a nasty signal that something could happen. And, in Vedic astrology chart of the USA, the Mars-Uranus pattern lines up with the USA natal Saturn, indicating a threat to the established order. Whether this would specifically be a terrorist event or some other form of violence like a really bad winter storm isn't clear at this point. The Mars-Rahu-Venus combination that brought the world the Paris attacks continued manifesting its energy this past week in the form of terrorists hitting a luxury hotel in Mali. The Radisson Blue Hotel in Bamako, the capital of Mali, came under attack by Islamic militants last Friday. They seized the luxury resort and took over 100 hostages, killing more than 20 of them before being subdued by the Malian forces. The Mars-Rahu combination also gave more unusual violence from Mother Nature. An especially violent storm hit Washington State, causing flooding, falling trees, downing power lines, blowing semis off the highways, Over 300,000 were without power at one point. Now let's take an example of how the Mars-Rahu situation manifests in a person's chart. Last week, Bernie Sanders gave a remarkable speech to a packed auditorium at Georgetown University. Senator Sanders sought to define just what democratic socialism is, quoting frequently from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who he maintains was really the first U.S. socialist president. Bernie laid out a powerful indictment of our current political system and its favoritism of the corporate class. A look at Bernie's chart shows that he is strongly motivated by the Mars-Rahu planetary combination, which is currently transiting in the 10th house of his Vedic astrology chart. The 10th is the house of public actions. Note, too, how the Mars-Rahu combination is conjunct with his natal Mercury, the planet of thinking, reasons, and explanations. Bernie is all fired up with an urgency to explain himself. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.